Royal Oak writer Pete Werdoch has just published his fourth book. It's a collection of short stories, all of them set in northern Michigan. The collection's entitled Bending Water and Stories Nearby. And it's as interesting to hear what it took for Pete to get these stories written as it is to actually read these 14 short stories. Pete Werdoch joins us here in the studio. Thank you for being here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You know, you have traveled so many career paths, professional musician, record promoter, working for a nonprofit senior housing agency. Well, how did all of that bring you to this point of writing this collection of really interesting short stories?
In a word, unemployment.
What a motivator.
It was a motivator. I've been unemployed for the better part of the last 3 years. You know, I've kind of gone through a lot of changes, personal ups and downs, and you know, I finally got my mojo back. It gave me time to write this book, which I'd kind of been working on and off for a couple of years, but I had the time to do it. I got it done. I decided not to go the traditional route after talking to some agents and publishers who said, you know, short story collections just don't sell, and who wants to read about Michigan? And I said, okay, well, I'm going to prove you wrong. So I funded this myself through Kickstarter, a very popular crowdfunding platform, and here it is.
You work through your stories, many, many colloquial references that people who have been in northern Michigan will go, oh, I've had that beer, or I've been there, or I fished there. And I found it interesting, the fact that you live in southeast Michigan. That's kind of where your world is centered, but you resisted the, let's set it in Detroit, let's talk about urban or Flint. You went right up north about as far as you can get. Why?
Well, it's a place that I've been in love with since I've been going there all my life.
Well, I'd like, if you would, to ask you to read us a portion of a story that you call Buckshot. And that's the story that I kept thinking about and kept rereading. You've got two brothers out hunting. The one called Chuck has a terrible accident. He accidentally shoots himself. His brother Martin keeps talking to Chuck, even as Martin desperately tries to get an ambulance to their very, very remote location out in the woods.
Chuck had propped himself up against his hunting blind and was clutching the blood-soaked rag closest to his heart. The blind was an old phone booth he had picked out of troop salvage yard in Newberry. One window was gone, the others were cracked. Birch and pine branches had been woven in as camouflage. It had been his fortress in the woods for over 20 years, and the thought of it becoming the last place he saw frightened him. Chuck, help is on the way. I read someone on the CB, an ambulance is coming. How are you feeling? Chuck paused before he answered. He looked at his brother Martin and smiled. Holy. Martin laughed at his brother's dry humor. You're going to make it, okay, Chuck? Do you hear me? Yeah, yeah. Your voice carries. Martin, do you have a flask? Yeah, why? I need some whiskey for the pain. You can't, Chuck. I know it hurts, but the alcohol will speed up your heart rate, and you need to slow it down. We need to keep your feet propped up. Damn it! Martin used the gauze and his first aid kit to dress the wounds, and he checked the makeshift bandages. They appeared to be working, but not to his satisfaction. He covered his brother with a sleeping bag and wrapped an ace bandage from the kit around one of the smaller wounds on Chuck's leg. The bleeding is slowing down, Chuck, so that's good news. I've got help on the way. That's more good news. Now you've got to remain calm. Don't look at the blood. You know blood makes me queasy. I know. That's why I told you not to look at it, dummy. Martin smirked. You've lost a lot, buddy. I didn't lose it. I know right where it is. We've just got to get it back into me. Martin faked a smile as he looked at his brother. For the first time, he was worried that his brother would not make it.
I really liked those guys. Did you draw on relationships in your own world to get that? It was a very real conversation back and forth between the two in that story.
Yeah, actually, there are some neighbors of ours whose names I kind of borrowed. You know, I mean, the scenario, of course, is fictitious, mm-hmm. but that's kind of their family togetherness. You know, it's the closeness. You know, especially when you're up there. You know, people really, you know, when you're out there, when you're hunting, when you're out in the remote areas, you rely on the person that you're with, you know, pretty heavily. Should something like that happen, and you know, brothers and hunting, it's just something that kind of it's a It's a longstanding tradition, and I just kind of channeled into that, and it appeared.
I'm speaking with Royal Oak writer Pete Werdoch, whose collection of short stories is out entitled Bending Water and Stories Nearby. And Pete, the people that we meet in your stories, just about all of them are really going through great challenges. You have a grandpa in hospice care, his family's all around him, literally in his final days. You've got a husband trying to say goodbye to his father and kind of reconcile himself to the differences that those two have had while his father was alive. You've got a pair of longtime friends running into catastrophe while they fish in the UP. Does that, in your mind, make a better, stronger short story to have it be? I'm thinking of, Shirley Jackson's The Lottery, which I still remember from reading in school. Wow, where it is something that it's not a happy place we're in when we're reading these. Is that greater enlightenment?
That's very interesting commentary because thematically in the book, once I finished it, I realized, boy, there's a lot of pretty grim things here. There's some death and there's some dying. There's some, you know, people just kind of holding on until they see what happens next. But, you know, that's what I've drawn from. That's how real life is. You know, you don't always get the girl. Things don't always work out the way that you would hope they work out.
And then you were saying, you kind of alluded to the fact you were going through a rocky period. I saw a quote, you described your life as a Hank Williams trilogy while you were writing this. So did play into it as well? You were working things out?
Yeah. Well, that's the Hank Williams trilogy kind of happened before this, and it kind of hindered this because I just couldn't write. I didn't think I was going to write again. It was just a very tough time with a divorce, losing a job, moving three times. So I joke and tell people, good thing I didn't have a truck or a dog at the time, you know. When I really got myself back together, you know, I had to prove to myself that I still had it in me and that I could do it. And so it, just like a switch was flipped on December 31st of last year, I felt my mojo back.
The book is Bending Water and Stories Nearby, a Northern Michigan short story collection written by my guest, Pete Werdoch. Thanks so much for joining us today, Pete.
Thank you for having me.